on Shabbat itself that they should be spent learning Torah. The Torah brings down a midrash that says when the Jewish people went into the Eretz Israel, the Torah came to complain to God and said, people are going to forget me. They're too busy with their real estate and their properties and their farms. When are they going to study Torah? So God said, don't worry, I'm giving you a partner. It's called Shabbat. And Shabbat, they'll be free from any work and any agricultural development, so they can sit and study Torah. And therefore the halakha says that the rule is that in the afternoon, the person should play shahrit, he has seudah, he is able to rest a little, but should come back to the Bet Knesset before mincha in order to have shi'ure Torah. And the halakha is very strict that anybody that makes an event that would cause the people not to be able to come to the shi'ur. For example, if the shi'ur is at 5 o'clock and somebody comes along and says, I'm having a party, everybody come to the house at 5 o'clock. Not an illegal party. L'chmot Shabbat. We're going to have su'udah, we're going to eat, we're going to sit, we're going to laugh. The Gemara says because of such things, Hafashon Ba'alei Batim lose all their money. Because they're making su'udot at the time of the shi'ud. Once the time of the shi'ud comes, there's no su'udot. Everybody should be in the Bet Knesset. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kam Vachomer, if they're not having a su'udah after Shabbat, if they're just taking a walk, or they're just fooling around and not doing anything productive at the time of the shi'ud, the Shabbat was given for shi'urim. And therefore, at the time of the class, a person has enough time to rest in the afternoon and so on and so forth. Should come back in order to hear the Devar Torah and should not designate any other activity during the time of the Midrash. The Midrash says on the Parashat Vayakel that God gathered the Jewish people. When he gathered the Jewish people, he said that this is a lesson to you, that the Jewish people will gather on Shabbatot in order to learn the laws, and I will consider it as if you were accepting my sovereignty over the entire world. And therefore again, the halakha is very strict on the shi'uri Torah that are being studied on the Shabbat. However, if the shi'ur is being extended and some of the students think they're going to miss Su'udah Shlishit as a result of it, so clearly the halakha says, let them walk out, let them go wash the Su'udah Shlishit and then come back.